Welcome back to Indians Warm-Up Time for the Manager Show, brought to you by Key Bank with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Tito, it's been just a great series, a win in the opener Monday night and then a heartbreaker last night with the walk-off home run. But when you look at how your team played last night, can you live with that type of game even if it gets away like it did at the end?
You know, it's hard after a game to have perspective because it hurts so much. But a couple takeaways. One, part of the reason it hurts so much is because the way we've played lately, and we've made every game so important. But the way we played that game, I mean, my goodness, we were down, we came back, we're down, we came back. You know, this team is playing better than anybody in baseball right now. And we got it to extra innings, and when you're in extra innings, you run the risk of something like that happening. You know, we had a chance, you know, we had when Almonte hit the triple, we couldn't drive him in, but we still kept playing. And my goodness, I mean, so when you look up today, heck yeah. I mean, we competed our rear ends off, and we came up a run short, but I like the way we're playing.
Brian Shaw allows the home run, and I'm sure it's different for different pitchers, but it seems like if anyone handles the tough times well, it's him. And why is that? What makes him so good at that?
Oh, man, he just, you know, you got to get to know Brian, because I think when you first meet him, I think people's first view is he might be a little silly or whatever. But this kid will take the ball every day and wants it every day. And I'm not too sure how many pitchers you can let him come in the ninth and then send him back out in the tenth. And, yeah, he made a bad pitch. He left a breaking ball right in the middle, and he knows it. But he'll shake that off, and he'll be available again. And I'm telling you, it's so important to have guys like that, because he doesn't make excuses. Well, that was my second inning, or, you know what I mean? He wants the ball. Same thing. I mean, Cody's the same way. And they're a little bit of a rare breed, and I respect it so much, and it makes my job not just easier, but a lot more fun.
You're in the 10th inning because of Yan Gomes, two home runs to tie it up in the late innings. And anybody does that, it's great. But I thought Cody Anderson, the starting pitcher last night, hit the nail on the head for all that Gomes does behind the plate. Then to see him do that, it's extra special. And do you feel that way?
I do, and I think it's interesting that a younger guy like Cody recognizes that. You know, because up to that point last night, Gomer really hadn't taken a lot of good swings. And you could tell he was frustrated. And then, bang, all of a sudden he stays on a pitch and drives it out to center. And then I'll be darned, comes up the next time and drives out kind of the right center. I mean, first of all, that bodes well for anybody's swing when you can drive the ball the other way with power. But good for Gomer, because just like Cody said, this kid sacrifices so much to run that staff. And he's been frustrated at the plate. So to see him have success, everybody's happy for him.
Now, tonight you face a knuckleballer, and you have a couple of different players in the lineup, Chris Johnson at third, Jerry Sands at first. Just a day to play them, or is it because R.A. Dickey's out there?
A little bit of both, but I know, you know, I had spent a number of years with Wakefield. So talking to him and watching him and seeing how certain guys hit off of him, I didn't want to completely redo the lineup, but also wanted to have some right-handed presence in there. I know against Wake, there was always a couple right-handers that made me really nervous. And I just thought the two guys, Chris Johnson and Jerry, I thought both of them have a chance to do some damage. Now, again, you never know what's going to happen. But the way they swing, and I just think they have a chance to be a threat every time they go up there.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Ask the Manager show. Stay tuned. More to come from the Rogers Center in Toronto after this on the Indians Radio Network. And we got 2 and 3, 2, 1. Hi, everyone. Jim Rosenhaus with Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the Manager's Minute, brought to you by DraftKings.com. One of only two off days remaining today here in Detroit. Most important thing that you and your players can do at this point, where they are in the standings, all that kind of stuff, having an off day today.
Well, you know, you try to take advantage when you can get it. And right now, the one biggest thing I think is it helps your bullpen, because it's a day where they don't have to throw. And the more we can keep those guys, you know, strong, and they're going to be productive, and that's going to help us win games.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the Manager's Minute on the Indians Radio Network. And for Friday in 3, 2, 1. Hi, everyone. Jim Rosenhaus along with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. It is the Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. Series with the Tigers opens tonight. Been a little while since we've seen Detroit. They've had a real tough stretch. A lot of people are down on them nationally, the experts, so to speak. But this is never easy, is it, with Detroit?
No, and they've really had their way with us. And I know that things haven't gone, you know, their way for a while, but we haven't seen them for a while. And anytime you have Miggy and Victor and those guys and Kinsler, there's something to deal with. But it's amazing. Who would have thought, you know, when we were going in there? Because when last time we played them, I think they were 12 games ahead of us. And now it's a little bit reversed. But this is our chance. We got to go in there and play well because they have really beaten us up.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the Manager's Minute on the Indians Radio Network.